Okay, welcome to the Unity Center for Positive Living, the Go with the Flow Center of Positive Living too. And boy, are we going to go with the flow today, because lots of changes. Johnny's not feeling well, so he's home. Susan's not feeling well, so she's home, so keep that in your prayers. And Susan was going to be service leader, and Johnny was going to run the projector, so we're trying to do everything all at once today. So I'm Joanne, welcome to Unity Center. And this morning, I'm going to read from the Daily Word. Hope and faith. I hope and have faith this all goes smoothly today. As Advent season begins, I say no to pessimistic or hopeless notions that may have crept into my thinking, dimming my hope and weighing on my mind and heart. Today, I try to say yes to goodness and positivity. I feel a sense of renewed hope dawning within me, a promise that something wonderful is on its way. In these moments, I feel my faith reborn. I reaffirm my belief that no earthly condition, no worldly circumstance is greater than spirit. Amen. This is where I place my faith, in the power, presence, love, and grace of God. As I call upon these divine attributes within myself, I perceive them more readily in others. I grow in faith that together we have the power to create the world of our highest imagining. And from Romans 15:13, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. And this is the first week of Advent. So Penny's going to run. Where's the Advent? And the candles. I was supposed to do slides, but Penny's doing slides and projector and the Advent. So patience is your.
Favored one, the Lord is with you.
We're also working on the five.
Penny's going to turn us.
Okay, ready? Nope. Penny's your computer. There's only one presence and one power active as the universe and as my life, God the Guru. And now stand for our welcoming song, which is Wing Down Chariot.
Thank you.
Stay standing and greet your neighbor. And say hi on the camera to the other. And we have Maddie.
We just kind of stepped
in. And a person.
Yeah.
Me back there. And then we're saying hi to John and Sharon. And my green.
Want to be hung, you have to stick your hand out.
Jerry.
Kirsten. Kirsten or Kirsten.
Hey, welcome. All right.
Say that again.
Two kisses.
Freedom.
Here, tell us on patience.
We can throw it in there. Yeah.
And then say hi here to everybody.
Greetings.
Hi, Graham.
Hi, my niece Emily.
Welcome. We give you hugs. You have to actually walk out to the people. So, not. It's okay.
Well,
we're really glad you're here.
You're a happy
baby. Yeah. All right, it's time for announcements. I don't know. If you want to stay after church today and help us put the Christmas tree up so it's ready for next week, that after snacking, that would be great. So you want to be on the board? Let one of the board members, let Jerry know, he's president. Lectures are coming up in January in our annual meeting. Let's see, we'll be here on Christmas. If you want to be here with us on Christmas,
yeah.
I know a lot of people don't want to, but got nothing happening. And anybody else have any announcements? Let me look at the screen. I see head shaking though. Okay. Now, we're going to do the unity statement together. Ready? We believe in our oneness with all life and the power of love. We teach universe principles and values as taught by Jesus and others, revealing the one God presence. We practice prayer, meditation, and service to be conscious of our oneness in God. Now we're going to attempt the song of joy. Give me a minute.
Don't hit play yet.
It worked. Yeah, 5 computers we got going today doing all this. And we're also trying to learn what Tom does because he's leaving for India this week.
3 weeks.
Or 3 weeks, but you're leaving this week for 3 weeks with Susan. Well, we, you know, Susan and Tom are going. And so lots of prayers for Susan because she's not feeling so hot. All right, now what do we do? Let's see. This is so much right. Reading. Who's our reader today?
I'll read.
Tom's going to read.
Oh, actually,
I'm going to go out here. Here. Multitasker here. The secret of power is to be flexible. Human beings have long searched for the secret of power. Throughout the ages, they have believed that power could make them happy, could bring them satisfaction, could make them famous and popular and important. They have believed power to be an integral part of certain things, physical strength or money or munitions. While many have long searched for the secret of power, it has never been found and never will be found outside of themselves. There's one short sentence that explains all there is to the secret of power. The sentence is found in Lessons in Truth by H. Emily Caddy, the beloved classic studied in unity for more than a century. The sentence reads, "In daily meditation lies the secret of power." Does the sentence say we must get out and fight and struggle and strain for power? Does it say we must by hook or by crook get more money or bombs or guns or a bigger business or house or car or company than anyone else before we can have power? Does it suggest anything outside ourselves can give us power? No. It says very simply that faithful meditation, day after day, is where the secret of power lies. And once we find it, we can bring it forth to overcome our difficulties and to live joyously and graciously. Some people think of meditation as a mystical word, one that implies some more complicated procedure than they feel they neither understand nor are capable of following. Nothing could be further from the truth. Meditation simply means to take an idea and think about it. You do that all the time about everything. This time, you want to think about God, to try to realize what God is, that God is all power and love and wisdom, all life and substance there is. All righty. Now we're going to do the meditation song. Can we remain seated for that?
I am love.
Now, if you'll join me in the affirmations. I am the love of God in expression. I am truly thankful for all the good I already experienced. I am growing more prosperous with every day. I am healthy, active, whole, and happy. I am always growing and expanding into the fulfillment of my potential. And I am at peace knowing that everything I need comes to me in the perfect time and in the perfect way. This is the fourth Sunday, so we're going to do the progressive Lord's Prayer, which is up there or in your family. Our Creator, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, I am. I am thy kingdom come. I am thy will being done. I am on earth, even as I am in heaven. I am giving this day daily bread to all. I am forgiving all life, even as I am also all life forgiving me. I am leading all people from temptation. I am delivering all people from error. For I am the kingdom, I am the power, and I am the glory of God in eternal, immortal manifestation. All this I am. Amen. Hallelujah. We have to sing that. Start.
Hallelujah. 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 Alleluia.
I just saw that Irene put that Audrey is leading a weekly Zoom thing. We'll send out an email. So we're pleased to have a different speaker every week, and our four Sundays are Irene.
So as we are going with the flow, so finally, okay.
It was a much more busy week than I had intended. So
if you've ever seen the notes that I typically have for my talks, okay, anybody ever seen those multiple page, sometimes 13 pages worth of notes?
Good for you.
Here's today. All right, we are going with the flow. I do have a general idea of where it is that I'm going with this flow, but now I dropped all my things. So let me organize my things. Okay. All these things. Okay. Let's see. We want to do a hello microphone in my face.
Oh, no.
Make faces at it. Yeah, we're good. All right. Let me do this, right? Here we go. Right there, I want that. That. And that's what I want. I'm gonna share that. Is that the right one?
Yep.
Okay. Good. Hot diggity. So this is what I want. And I want this and only this.
You can see your Amazon shopping list too.
Ooh, my shopping list. Yeah. I didn't even realize I have my Amazon shopping list on there. Okay. The Zoom screen is covering the button I need. There's the button I need.
Woo-hoo!
Boom, there we go. All right.
Oh,
check it out. Okay, those of you that have been hearing about my trees but have not had the glory of seeing my trees, welcome to my trees. Okay, this is one view of my trees. You're going to see a couple different views of my trees today. Those of you that have not listened to me speak in the last few months are not familiar with my obsession with my trees. So you're going to get a little snippet of that today, along with a few other things. So today is the first day of Advent. Let's see, where do I want to start with? I want to talk about faith. That's where we're going to start with. So Advent, this first Sunday of Advent is about faith, which is really great because I wanted to talk a little bit about that. I recently had an opportunity to explore my ideas behind faith. Many of you know that I acquired a new job this year. I started teaching for the fabulous St. Jude's Catholic School. I applied at a few different schools while I was looking to change where I was teaching. And one of them was a local school that was very interested in my spiritual life. Exceedingly interested in my spiritual life. I don't believe they called me back after they were very excited to receive my initial inquiry, because part of what they required was for me to agree to their statement of faith. Okay. And I was invited to respond to their statement of faith and explain in areas that I wasn't quite there yet. So I countered their statement of faith at every point. And I want to share with you my counter to their statement of faith. You might be able to guess, well, maybe not, some of them maybe, but they have very specific ideas behind certain aspects of life, shall we say, and belief. And this is what I responded to them with for my statement of faith. I believe in a single God, expressed and honored by all faiths. I believe in God as pure love. I believe that all faiths honor the same God by any name, and that God is what connects and lives within all life, giving purpose and meaning to our existence. I believe that all spiritual faiths are a valid path to relationship with God. As a Christian, I believe in Jesus Christ as my brother and wayshower, a living example of my true potential as a living representative of God, love. I believe that all people are on a journey predetermined by God to experience and learn lessons on a path to reach our fullest potential as demonstrated by Christ Jesus. You might gather that some of their beliefs behind faith were very much centered on theirs being the only way to believe and the only faith that was true. And I don't agree. I believe that we all have our own faith and we all have our own path that we are following, and that that path, whatever it may be, as long as it is leading us to a deeper and greater understanding of God and the presence of God in our lives, that is where we're going. And that is what's important. So I just wanted to share with you, and I wanted to invite you to take some time and consider your own statements of faith. What is it that you believe in? And really contemplate it. It was such a liberating experience in many ways, and to put it down on paper and to send it back and sit and wait. I wasn't surprised that I didn't get a call back, but I will admit I was a little disappointed to not have a deeper conversation. We have our own statements of faith that we use in Unity, and we repeat them every Sunday. They are found in our bulletin. We have our opening statement that there's only one presence and one power active as the universe and as my life, God the good. And that guides me. We have our statement, our Unity statement, that we believe in our oneness with all life and the power of love. We teach universal principles and values as taught by Jesus and others, revealing the one God presence. We practice prayer, meditation, and service to be conscious of our oneness in God. These are the things that we do. These are the things that we believe in Unity. And in no place does it say that our God is the only God, but that there is one, and that we share that with all faiths. And I appreciate that. Now, our Advent reading today, I'm so glad that Tom didn't pick up this book and decide to share with you the Advent reading for today. My go-to on a Sunday reading through Advent is the booklet. Now, I am also a lover of all Unity booklets, but this season, this is always my favorite. So I want to share with you the Advent reading for today. As the first scene, I dropped it, so it wasn't on the lovely page. All right, so November 27, 2022, Reverend David Brian Adams. This time of year, I find myself reflecting on Christmas's past. I remember one year asking for what I considered the most prized of all gifts,
an air hockey table.
Yeah.
This thing had it all. It was a single player version with lights, bells, and everything a 7-year-old could ever want. I also recall how tough things were financially. My father had left ministry to become an insurance salesperson. My mother worked as a nursing assistant in a senior care facility. But as a child, I did not understand our financial woes. I simply knew what I wanted. I hoped and wished as every child does. At night, I dreamt of how much fun that hockey game would be. I daydreamed of having friends over to enjoy it. I had faith that my parents would not forget my request and reminded God of that faith in my bedtime prayers. When I woke up Christmas morning and saw the giant box labeled with my name, I jumped for joy. I threw my arms around my dad and mom, thanking them for the best gift ever. And like a child, I thought I had never felt so loved. Years later, I feel the echoes of that Christmas. While I may not experience that same unfettered excitement, there is an inexhaustible sense of wonder present. As a child, the anticipation of receiving that air hockey table occupied my thoughts. Today, my mind is open to innovative ideas, new ways of expressing the indwelling Christ in thought, word, and action. Time in prayer and reflection grounds my faith in the newness of being, and I become its loving caretaker. We are all fully aware of how tough things are in the world today. It may seem as if we cannot afford to invest in our own spiritual needs, with so many experiencing pain and loss. But in times like these, self-care is more vital. How can we call forth the healing our world needs if we do not feel spiritually nourished and loved beyond measure? I invite you to enter this Advent season with the hope, faith, and wonder of a child. Fill your heart and mind with excitement as you consider the spiritual gifts that are yours for the asking. Establish your faith in the expectancy of good being poured out upon you. Consider all the ways you might radiate these good gifts out into the world. Make room in your life for the rebirth of Christ within you. And rest assured, beloved one, that you have truly received the most prized gift of all. I want to take a couple minutes and share with you hope, faith, and wonder of the child. Now, if you've not met this fabulous little dude here, this is John Kelly. And I've never seen a more wondrous little face in all my years. We have had a glorious fall season. So our text that we've been running with this year, Living in Gratitude, November, of course, is all about Thanksgiving. She talks about the origins of Thanksgiving and Thanksgiving practices around the world and just giving thanks. And I wanted to focus on the season as I have been all year long, taking a look at the seasons. And the seasons through this little guy are pretty great. So this was the absolute joy of coming face to face with a goat, which was pretty fabulous. We used to raise goats, if you didn't know that, prior to our move into town. We raised little Nigerian dwarf goats. And so my girls had this experience of coming face to face with them. And so it was wonderful to see his face light up coming face to face with these goats. Now, John Kelly loves tractors and all things tractor. So the pumpkin patch with its various tractors was an absolute joy. And you can see him on the big tractor there with Papa and on that little tractor. There's a video it wouldn't let me upload of him trying to drive that little tractor. It was pretty fabulous too. And just more joy. Another thing that little John Kelly loves and has done a great deal of this fall is working on cars. Now, you might not think that a 2-year-old can work on cars, but with the help of a Papa, they can work a mean ratchet wrench.
and a pretty good electric drill too. And so here he is, they are working on taking a valve cover off or something, I don't know, on that BMW. And let's see. We love our tractor. Tractor has two gears. And if you didn't catch it, we can go back. He had one gear on this tractor for a long time. Papa shared with him that he had one gear, and he drove around on his tractor with his one gear, and then Papa made it so it had two. And you see it in this moment. If you watch, you can see where we're putting along. And he looks down, and there he goes. And he goes faster. This day, he actually chose to put a helmet on. This was quite entertaining. Those of you that I have on my Facebook probably really got the overload Thanksgiving Day. It was pretty great. So this is, again, that look of wonder, taking a look at life and the season with hope, faith, and wonder. And I invite you to do that. I had forgotten the wonder of the world until all the people came back into it. If that makes any sense to you at all. If it doesn't make sense, find someone with little people, because they're a wonderful reminder. Back to my trees. I invite you to enjoy the trees as we take a few moments and reflect on gratitude. So, ladies and gentlemen, short and sweet today. Take a deep breath, settle in. The November prayer, Thanksgiving prayer of the Haudenosaunee Nation, adopted from the First Nations prayer. We return thanks to our mother, the earth, which sustains us. We return thanks to the rivers and stream, which supply us with water. We return thanks to all herbs, which furnish medicines for the cure of our diseases. We return thanks to the moon and the stars, which have given us their light when the sun has gone. We return thanks to the sun that has looked upon the earth with a beneficial eye. And lastly, we return thanks to the Great Spirit, in whom is embodied all goodness and who directs all things for the good of her children. Take a moment in gratitude.
Thank you so much, Eileen. It was wonderful. And I don't ever get tired of your pictures on Facebook. You're so cute.
I lost my cheat sheet.
So now we're going to do the morning offering. Correct?
Correct. Yes.
And Jerry will come around with the basket.
Right.
You don't have any offering music, Jerry. Come along.
If you were struggling with vision,
I'm going to get the music ready for when you're done. Put your fingers down. Okay. Okay. Oh, I forgot. When you disclose it, we'll give you the blessing of thanks. Right?
Offering prayer.
Offering prayer. Thank you. Divine love, through me.
Blessed and multiplies all that I have, all that I give, all that I receive, and all that I am.
Jerry, now we'll say the blessing of thanks together. We bless these gifts and send them forth to heal, bless, and prosper.
They are evidence of our faith and belief. They do good work in the world and return to us, multiplied abundantly, and so it is.
And now it's time for our healing prayer. If you use our collective wonderful group energy, we're healing right now, and hold in your hearts and send off good thoughts to everyone in the world and to those people personally that you want to have a blessing for. Susan, Johnny, in your good thoughts, and Hildy, they're on COVID lockdown again, the nursing home. And just take a moment and just hold that good energy down. Beloved Mother, Father, God, we ask for the highest and greatest good for all beings, and endeavor to see them through your eyes, knowing all is in divine order. Amen. Now join me in our prayer of protection. It's on the wall there or on the screen. The light of God surrounds us.
The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is all as well.
So now we're going to do the peace song. So make a little soyable. No?
Eternally. There we go.
Yay.